Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, the head of the messaging app Telegram was arrested in France last month, and you may have heard the name mentioned before, usually in the context of various fringy groups using it to contact each other. So what exactly is it, and who's it for? Adrian Weckler is technology editor of the Irish Independent. Good afternoon, Adrian.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So would it be like WhatsApp?
Yeah, basically, it's like WhatsApp, but it has a lot more features than WhatsApp. So, I mean, it's basically, it started out as a messaging app, but you can also post stories. You know, social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook, and you can post your own story, and you can create a thing called a channel. So you can have an unlimited audience on a channel. And if that's not enough, you can also create very, very, very large public groups with up to 200,000 members in them. So it is like WhatsApp. In fact, WhatsApp kind of tried to copy Telegram recently when it started its own channel feature about 8 or 9 months ago. So Telegram has kind of blazed a trail in that regard, and it's pretty popular as well.
Yeah, so you could say it's kind of almost an amalgam between WhatsApp and Instagram in the sense that it has more features than just sending messages.
Yeah, it's a pretty R-rated over 18s amalgam of Instagram and WhatsApp, if you want to put it that way. And in fact, even more than R-rated, it's almost like a dark web version of WhatsApp and Instagram.
Yeah, now, and am I correct in this? Whereas even X makes a, token effort at content moderation, or pretends it does, there is none on Telegram. They're quite upfront about that.
They will only do it when they're absolutely caught bang to rights by authorities. Like yesterday, there's been an ongoing thing in South Korea, for example, over deepfakes, deepfake videos made of teenage girls. And it's been a huge problem in South Korea for a few years. And it's mostly been happening on Telegram. And only now, so the South Korean authorities kind of threatened to ban Telegram if they didn't do something bad. So they removed 25 videos. But generally speaking, Telegram is known as the platform, the social media service, the messaging service, where almost anything goes. So they have a section within their own website and they're frequently asked questions. And the question, the user question is, I have found illegal content, illegal now, not harmful, but illegal content. What should I do? And the answer to that is, sorry, but what people post is private and we don't intervene. So that's the sort of the guiding philosophy that it has.
Yeah. Now, is it encrypted in the same way that WhatsApp is encrypted?
Mostly no. So this is where it gets a little bit technical. But I mentioned all of the stuff you can do on Telegram. So you can create these live streams, you can post to groups, and you can also message people. The only bit of Telegram that's what they call end-to-end encrypted, and that means if I send you a message or you send me a message, it's impregnably secret and encrypted from the moment it leaves you to the moment it leaves me. No one can see it, not a hacker, and not Telegram itself. That's what end-to-end encrypted means. There's only one small part of Telegram that's end-to-end encrypted, and that's its secret chat feature. Whereas if you use something like Signal or even WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted. But everything else on Telegram, almost everything else, is not end-to-end encrypted. And the reason that matters is Telegram could, if it wanted, go in and create very subtle filters to catch illegal content, stuff like child abuse imagery or terrorism.
Right. Okay. So they could do
Whereas WhatsApp can't.
Yeah.
WhatsApp can't.
Yeah.
Because it's end-to-end encrypted. If I send you something illegal, they have no way within the context of the message of actually going in and finding something illegal or anything in that message. Now, by the way, that's a very handy get out of jail excuse for WhatsApp, because it means that if there is a suspected ring or suspected illegal activity, if the guards go and try and get a warrant to force WhatsApp or WhatsApp's parent Meta to go in and help in detecting the activity, they actually technically can't. It's a really kind of clever sort of sorry gov, we literally can't. Telegram doesn't have that excuse. It doesn't have the excuse to say, well, there's no way for us to go in and find out whether you know, illegal activity, illegal child abuse imagery, you know, drug trafficking, a dark web sort of stuff is going on. They actually could if they wanted to.
Yeah. No, so then that begs the question that, because Telegram seems to be now very associated with far-right groups, illegal activity, lulas of various stripes. Why don't they use WhatsApp, which is more secure from that point of view?
Because WhatsApp doesn't have as many features as Telegram. Like, WhatsApp used to have unlimited number of people in groups, but there was a serious problem in India with that a few years back, where there were literal pogroms taking place, where mobs would go into one village and they'd be burned out, and a lot of that was happening on WhatsApp. So they limited the amount of members a group could have, and the amount of forwards that you could do to a certain number. They don't really have those limits on Telegram. So let's say you're one of the lulas you just referred to a moment ago. Let's say you want to organize something. It's much easier to organize it on Telegram and have everybody kind of come back and say, yeah, I'll be there, or send you a message on the side, or and then post a lot of fairly hateful content there without anybody really being to do anything about it. So that's why it's used and why WhatsApp isn't used.
Also, it seems to be kind of, I mean, it only seems to be popular in this part of the world among certain groups, but am I correct at this, in Russia and interestingly in Ukraine, its use is much more widespread.
Oh yeah, it's considered to be utility. It would be one of the most used social and messaging platforms in both Russia and Ukraine. So Zelensky uses it, President Zelensky of Ukraine. So do Russian government officials, so do the military, so do all of the pressure groups and the lobby groups and the pundits and the analysts and the media. It is considered to be their version. I mean, what would you say our version is? Kind of Facebook, X, WhatsApp. It is considered to be that all in one. Now, it's popular in other parts of the world. It has 950 million users. I mean, that's a billion users. It's kind of like number four in the world, or number five in the world. I mean, it's one of the biggies. It's very popular in India. It's 100 million users in India. Mind you, 100 million in India is not even 10% of the population.
That's true. But when it was established, this guy, this Pavel Durov, who's been arrested in France, he's Russian.
Yep.
And now he had to kind of do a runner, essentially, from Russia, because he was seen as kind of an anti-establishment figure. But is he still? Because it's almost as if the Russian regime kind of looks quite benignly upon Telegram.
They do. Yeah, there's kind of layers of irony here. So he's a Russian-born guy, this guy Pavel Durov. He was basically run out of Russia 10 years ago because the service he created before Telegram, Telegram's now 11 years old, but he had a service before that called VK, and it sort of did the same thing. And the Russian authorities, they tried to lean on him. Like, the services like X and others are banned in Russia. Okay, Russia is a bit like China. It actually bans some Western networks. So the Russians tried to make Pavel Durov take down or block or alter the use of his then network, VK, by opposition politicians and opposition agitators. And he, in the spirit, it seemed, of a fairly, you know, freedom-loving Western liberal type of guy, said, no, I'm not going to do that. And he knew that if he stayed in Russia, there could be physical consequences of that. So he left Russia. He moved to Dubai, moved to the Middle East. He also picked up a couple of other nationalities along the way, ironically, in France as well, but he lives in Dubai now. So at the time, he was kind of considered as being, you know, one of the good guys, because, you know, for not kowtowing to an authoritarian regime. Now it's kind of come about 180 degrees, because not only do the Russians use it more than they use anything else for their own purposes, including their own propaganda purposes, and they were the ones who took the lead in protesting to French authorities in Paris when Pavel Durov was arrested. They're basically saying, this is outrageous. It's outrageous clampdown on freedom of speech and, you know, one of our nationals. So it's a very, very odd situation with Russia and Pavel Durov. He still won't go back to live there. But now he's kind of like falling foul of pretty much everyone, the Russians and the West, in terms of the actual services he operates.
Yeah, and specifically in France, those charges, they're in relation to child pornography, is that right?
They're in relation to, illegal child abuse imagery. They're in relation to drug trafficking and they're in relation to fraud. And by the way, this is a French arrest. It's a French warrant. It's not an EU arrest. And the EU authorities, particularly the European Commission, were very keen to come out and say, wait, before you all start asking questions like, does this mean we're going to have to go after Elon Musk next or Mark Zuckerberg, you know, for their platforms, for stuff that happens on those networks? No, this was a French arrest. It was Macron's administration that did this, similar to the South Korean stuff and similar to other individual nation state stuff that goes on. So it may not mean... Because the other big question is, does it mean that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg could be in trouble for stuff that goes on in the networks? It may not mean that they're in the crosshairs just yet.
Mm. Though what's happened in Brazil may kind of...
Yeah, I mean, that's fascinating, what's happened in Brazil. And there is a parallel there. So Elon Musk's former Twitter network, X, has been banned in Brazil. And that was to do with... what the Brazilian authority said was disinformation on X, on the network. It was to do with the 2022 election, which replaced the right of centre Bolsonaro with a left of centre government run by President Lula, I can't remember his last name, Lula.
Yeah.
And a lot of right-wing bloggers went on and tried to stir up a lot of hate. So they empowered a justice there, a judge, a guy called Alexandre de Moraes, to start rooting out disinformation and start hitting social networks with orders where he found particularly egregious stuff. He has done that. Some of the social networks have taken the stuff down. X has refused to, and now X has been banned. So would they go and try and arrest Elon Musk if he landed in Brazil? I don't know, but they I suspect not, but they've banned X.
That's so interesting.
By the way, that could happen in Europe. That could happen in the EU. Because at the moment, there are a couple of investigations going on into X by the European Commission. And they've specifically said, if you don't play ball with us, first we're going to fine you. But then we're going to threaten to take further action, possibly up to and including, you know, restrictions on X. So that could happen here.
Fascinating. Somebody wants a question for you, Adrian. Ask your guest if it's true that if you don't use the secret chat option on Telegram, all your messages and files are stored unencrypted on Telegram servers.
I wouldn't go so far as to say they're stored unencrypted on Telegram's servers. I don't think that's absolutely correct. But what is true is that there is at least there is some pretty useful information or metadata that is visible and that can leave a trail. That, for example, if the guards or somebody else wanted to go and actually get a warrant to get, it would be very difficult for Telegram to say, no, we don't have access to that.
Yeah. Adrian, thanks a million, as ever, for talking to us today. That was Adrian Weckler there, a tech editor of The Irish Independent. One texter says, I find it funny how governments and the media are giving out about Telegram, the place where conversations criticising those groups are taking place. A bit rich trying to keep power. Well, if you think that's the only thing that happens on Telegram, then you're probably not familiar with Telegram. If you also think it's the only place where people criticise the government or the media or anyone else, you need to leave your house more. Maybe even go on the internet a bit, because it happens everywhere. I downloaded Telegram a few weeks back as a sexer to keep in touch with a girl I met on Tinder. I had to delete it because within a matter of days, I found myself getting added to groups or messages from weird random people. One person sent me a video of some animal abuse. It freaked me out. Be careful using it. Dan says, I find Telegram is a good way to stay informed. Telegram groups are a very useful way to find out news, as it allows you to share links to videos, etc. Don't knock it. Another texter says, I don't trust or use it because of the incomplete E2EE. Oh, yeah, that's the worst. That is the incomplete E2EE. Everyone's nodding here going, oh, yeah, we hate that. And I absolutely don't get under which legislation they're operating and whose secret services are getting in touch with them. God, does it? There's a lot in there to unpack, but most of it I didn't understand. Telegram is open source, which is good, but it doesn't have end-to-end encryption unless you specifically use secret chats. I only found this out after joining. Are they trustworthy? Probably not, says the texter. And somebody else says, in 5 years' time, Newstalk will have a Telegram account. I remember saying conversations by Jess Kelly a number of years ago, saying the same thing about WhatsApp. Get with the times! Well, Jess isn't here to say whether she said that or not, but it's everyone's favourite thing in radio when people tells them what they said. It saves them the bother of having to remember those things themselves. The thing about Telegram was that, as Adrian pointed out, zero content moderation. They even boast about it. So it's kind of like if Newstalk or any other media organisation said, well, I tell you what, we're going to move office into the street where all the child pornographers and drug dealers and various Nazis live. I don't think anybody would want that. Certainly, we wouldn't, I would think.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.